whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me.
Coming at you from Radio Valencia.
Radio Valencia.
Radio Valencia.
We are Claudia and the Loaf.
We are Claudia and the Loaf. And we're indulging in our favorite type of Valencia. The oranges, those are juice oranges. But when you're talking about audio, Valencia radio is the way to go. The way to go. What a fun little cross-section. We're doing songs that were sampled by the Dust Brothers to make the Beastie Boys album, Paul's Boutique.
So many samples. This is just a few of them. There were,
over 100. So, we got like 30 or 40 or something. we could even revisit this one at some other time. But speaking of time, we should get on with the getting on of telling what's going on here. We did play some music there.
We kicked that off with Curtis Blow doing AJ Scratch.
Yeah, we did.
And from there, we went to Fatback Band. Put Your Love in My Tender...
Put Your Love, in parentheses, My Tender Care.
In My Tender Care.
And then Africa Mbata and the Jazzy Five with Jazz Sensation.
Yeah.
Which, man, I really like... I know we're all Radio Valencia down here, but it kind of felt like Rap Snacks Radio there.
It did,
for a little bit, like, you know, a little Cape.
A little old
KPO
school.
On a Friday night kind of vibe. If you're not familiar, the oldest station with a continuous rap show, the first show, the station to ever have a show dedicated to hip-hop, is right here in San Francisco, California, 89.5. They have a KPOO, and they have a show called Rap Snacks and a couple other rap shows, but Rap Snacks. Really
Friday
is,
nights.
Yeah, it kind of wins your heart. It gives you life. There's so much goodness and a lot of Bay Area history and stuff. But we're here at Radio Valencia.
Radio Valencia.
We'll keep it relative as best we can. And Sly and the Family Stone with Brave and Strong. Such a little bit of that song they used. But every time I'm looking at this, I was like, man, that was like some like overpriced lawyer. Like, you know, all right, I'll get the sample. You know,
right, like, that 2 seconds.
Like, ka-ching, like, you know,
like you were saying from Jazzy Sensation, all they used was that little like, like strong.
I can make that noise with my shake. You know what I mean?
But it's copyrighted.
Well, one of the things just about this album, I read up on this today, and I heard something like similar to this effect, but I read up on it. But originally, it was to be like, you know, and this is light years before like DJ Shadow and DJ Spooky releasing like DJ only albums. The Dust Brothers wanted to do this album as an instrumental, and the Beastie Boys heard it and were like, nah, boss, we're gonna make this something else.
It's beautiful.
And for sure. It bombed, though, in its time. Like, you know, it slipped beneath the radar.
It's so weird.
Like, yeah.
It was ahead of its time, though, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like people are just figuring out how fucking awesome Devo are, you know, 40 years after. Like, oh, man, they called it. They were, I don't know. Yeah, being ahead of your time is going to be a little like that, you know? But I still love it that, like, you know, this is, like, just all so sample-based. And their next album is like, nah, we're going to play instruments. And
yeah.
Do that kind of thing.
We're not going through all that red tape again.
But I do like to brag one time. Sly and the Family Stone, the abridged reunion version of that band, were playing the Independent. And I was across the street over at the Beanbag Cafe. And a homeboy came in with, like, the band. And they were having, like, dinner.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh, my God. Like,
totally.
And it was funny because it was, like, all these OGs. And there was, like, this, like, one dude that just was, like, maybe in his 20s, and just like, okay, he's the keyboard player.
Yeah, you know? Right.
Like, yeah. They bought out of a catalog to be this. But yeah, I didn't get to go to the show that night. It was like, they did like 3 nights and were all sold out. But I get to watch them eat dinner once, I guess.
I had tickets to see Sly and the Family Stone once, but Sly got like super, super fucked up. And just they canceled.
Susie is a headbanger, or so I've been told, off the Ramones Leave Home album. One of my favorite albums of theirs, to be honest. I love this song too. Susie is a headbanger. And like, and Joey Ramone is just like, yeah, I like to watch her headbang. So I just imagine this chick just headbanging all over Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And Joey Ramone's over, like, kind of quietly in the corner, like, oh yeah, oh yeah, daddy likes.
Yeah. Like, well, in the 70s, you know, headbanging was still novel. Like, it wasn't, you know.
Yeah, we should attribute that to Ricky Rackman or anything, you know, from Headbangers Ball.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We didn't have Quiet Riot telling us to bang your head yet, you know.
Since I brought up Ricky Rackman, and I like to talk shit about Fat Mike, there was a picture that came up recently. I think it was after NoFX broke up, but it was Ricky Rackman and ran into, like, Fat Mike. And they're both just giving each other, like, I guess we're taking this picture.
Like, right. Was it like a Highlander situation where you can only have, like
one douche from each?
Yeah. And of course, we finished that off with Johnny Cash doing
Folsom Prison Blues. You know, I bet they're drinking coffee and smoking big cigars over there.
Yeah,
jerks. But no, he also knows why he can't be there. It's a nice song that way. Rolls Royce,
best known for Car Wash. That's not what we're playing though.
Nope. We're playing probably the B side of that.
Yeah, right.
6 o'clock DJ by Rolls Royce. Put this in your ears. We'll be right back.
Gazing the hurdy-gurdy man came singing a song. History is of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. 'Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love.
Hello, hello.
Howdy. Welcome back to Radio Valencia.
We're going through some of the samples, some of the songs sampled by the Dust Brothers.
Yes, making
Beastie Boys album. Paul's Boutique.
Paul's Boutique. I like the way a little inventory at Paul's Boutique.
Yeah.
An imaginary store. I mean, I guess that store was there, but the whole thing was like, did not actually exist. Speaking of not actually existing, I got to do. I came across this Beastie Boys story a while back, but I feel like the need to say something about it tonight. It was Ad Rock. What's the other one that's not MCA?
Oh, Mike D.
Mike D. And they were in their studio, and they have their gold album, Check Your Head. And they're like, wait, it's only got four songs on the first side, and it's got our name, and it's all in gold. So they broke open the seal on their gold album and took the record out and put it on the turntable. It was like some just instrumental violin music, and they're like, what the fuck are they doing?
They don't actually use one of your albums.
I wanted my album in gold. Right? She was like, what the fuck is that about? Like, you're kind of cheated a little bit. Like, it's a gold album. It's like, well, it's not our gold album, you know?
Right.
I would feel a little cheated, you know?
They just slapped a label and some gold on there. Yeah.
So about the gold record, I hate to be picky, you know, especially after getting a gold record and all, but the fuck, man? It's some chick on a violin and just like cellos and shit. This is not the Beastie Boys. This is not our gold. It's a gold record. Oh, so we...
We kicked that off with Rolls Royce doing 6 o'clock DJ, parentheses, Let's Rock.
Let's Rock.
From there, we went to Ronnie Laws doing Tell Me Something Good, which is originally a Rufus song.
Good times, bad times, meow, 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 meow.
Led Zeppelin.
By the Led Zeppelin. You don't hear Led Zeppelin getting played on Claudia the Loaf.
Right.
But when you do, it's Beastie Boys related. I will say that.
From there, we went to Thin Lizzy with, it cuts off. Johnny the Fox meets Jimmy the Weed.
The Weed. You know how them weeders are. And then Hurdy Gurdy Man. By Donovan, off the title track off of the album Hurdy Gurdy Man. Was it a 68? Was that album?
Yeah, 68.
My guess would be that that lead guitar that had that little fuzz on it, he'd be using, I'd imagine, the same fuzz face little guitar pedal that Jimi Hendrix used, given the time and everything, and where fuzz pedals were at the time. And, And I will say this about Hurdy Gurdy Man. I have a funny feeling that Matt Berry owns that on vinyl.
Right.
Like original pressing, you know what I mean? Like some like fancy British original pressing of it.
Right.
If I had to wager, I would guess that he did. Hurdy Gurdy Man.
And then Donovan,
which I gotta thank Claudia for. I wouldn't say I had like a distaste for Donovan. I was just kind of had this like, what's the
apathy?
What's everybody hearing that I'm not hearing? And you played him a few times, and I was like, oh shit! And I've gotten way more into Donovan.
I like Donovan. It's one of those things where
he can be corny as fuck sometimes.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where I love a lot of people who were influenced by Donovan, and you can hear that influence. Like I love Belle and Sebastian. Velvet Underground, definitely influenced by Donovan.
Oh, for sure.
So it's a lot of these. It's like what came of Donovan that I love more.
The work it took
why I appreciate
to get
him.
Here.
Yeah, exactly. And we finished off that set with Gene Harris and the Three Sounds doing Put On Train.
I counted them. They had actually five sounds total.
Yeah.
But I'm not here to, you know, calling out some aging rockers. Yeah. But Boogie On Reggae Woman.
That's where we're going next.
It's what my grandfather always used to say at Christmas dinner.
just like Grandpa used to say.
He had a couple screws loose, you know. But yeah, and we'd start carving the turkey, you know. It was.
I'm going to start using that. We need to find a good context. We'll just randomly be like, Boogie On Reggae Woman.
Oh, man, we live on Hate Street. We have plenty of...
Yeah, right. Totally. A lot of white girls in dreads. Oh, I accidentally hit the Thin Lizzy when I was looking up Jimmy Weed.
Jimmy Weed.
So you're going to have to flip it back to Mr. Stevie.
Jimmy Weed. Well, I'm going to resituate that over here to Boogie On, Reggae Woman. And happy early Thanksgiving to all of you.
on the bottle this time. I'm still a lady. I won't do it tonight. I won't do it tonight. No way, baby. I won't give in and I won't feel guilty.
I won't give in and I won't feel guilty.
Rant and rage to manipulate me.
Rant and rage to manipulate me.
And the nipple to the bottle never satisfied.
The nipple to the bottle never satisfied.
2 hours goes fast when you're having a funky good time. We played some music there. What did we play? Let's take a look. We started that off with Stevie Wonder doing Boogie On Reggae Woman. From there, we went to the Meters with Hey Pocky Away.
I got to see the Meters at the Samba Reptile.
Oh, nice.
Well, it was when they switched over. It was a punk club, you know, my band used to play and stuff when I was a teenager. And, yeah, the Meters played there and it turned into a jazz, blues, and reggae club. The Meters were so pissed that they played such a small place.
No, but
there was about 18 people there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was like, they should have played, well, yeah, that was the whole thing about the punk club was we had the guy Kike who booked for the Masquerade. And that's how you could book like some of the bigger punk bands and stuff over there instead of doing it there. And he tried to do it with the Meters, and it just didn't translate to the Meters crowd.
Right.
Because it's a dirty little...
Yeah.
it's like an artisanal bakery now.
Oh, jeez.
We looked it up. But, yeah, the Meters came and played for, like, me, Big Dave, Kike, their girlfriends, and the sound guy... And two of the kitchen people.
Wow.
And I think like 4 people.
I mean, that's cool for you. It sucks for them, you know?
Oh, God. Yeah. They weren't like into shaking hands and talking shop afterwards.
Get the fuck out of here.
Rightfully pissed.
I saw them at Stern Grove like 10 years ago or something. They were great.
I remember they played that.
From there, we went to the Bar Keys with Holy Ghost. And then we ended that off with Grace Jones doing Nipple to the Bottle. We only have time for one more, and we went through all the samples. I think we're just going to close it out with...
Well, you got lucky tonight.
Yeah.
Because I was going to play 41 songs of Devo.
Right.
But, I'm going to wait till the vinyl comes out to do that. There's no Devo on this. Although, you know, it would have fit right in.
Right.
Warner Brothers might have been tight on those things too back in the sampling days, but there's new Devo, and by new Devo I mean like the oldest Devo that exists,
right?
The Alpha and the Omega. But we ordered it on vinyl, so I'll definitely be playing some of it for you. But I was already like working on this show, and that shit dropped. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to play any Devo.
Right, we'll still have a radio show next week.
Yeah, well, I'll wait for the vinyl. I'll see how long that takes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's 41. It's
demos and early versions.
We've been talking about the Beast
versions.
Boys for so long. Let's talk about another 80s phenomenon. Devo, Hardcore Volume 1 and 2. This pretty much makes it a trilogy. It's just their old stuff. It's heavy. It's weird. It's raw. It's gritty. And you actually get to hear Devo, like... sound like 4 guys in a basement in Ohio that love the Rolling Stones in 1972. It sounds really great. But I had to go and foul it up and talk about Devo.
Yeah.
It's boy in his mouth. Well, here's some Shadrack, because we have to play one song off the...
Paul's Boutique.
Off the motherfucker. And Shadrack it is.
Yeah, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Till then, do nothing.